Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren, good morning.
Good morning, Mary. And what another busy Monday morning we have. We have a big GAA draw coming up a little bit later on in the programme for the Tailteann Cup quarterfinals. More about that in a moment. But let's focus on yesterday's hurling. What a weekend of hurling it was. Kilkenny are the Leinster champions again after a 322-120 win against Galway. The Cats look to be cruising to victory and were 13 points up with 57 minutes on the clock. But then Galway responded late in the game. 1-6 without reply. A few question marks maybe over Kilkenny. How will they respond? But they did it in style and they won it by 8 in the end. Finished really, really strongly there. Derek Lean, the Kilkenny manager, has been speaking to Siobhan Madigan.
Yeah, job done. We played well for a good spell of it, and obviously, you know, there was probably 10-12 minutes there where we let Galway back into the game. Would have been disappointed with that. But finished, you know, thought we finished the game strong again. But look, overall, very pleased, and it's the result that counts, and for large parts the performance was good as well. So look, we know we have plenty to work on the next few weeks, and that's, you know, that's good. We have to use that time wisely now and get ready for the next day.
You got the job done in 70 minutes. It took penalties last night. Your views on penalties deciding matches now?
Look, I don't like it, you know, particularly when it gets to a provincial final, a big day like that. Obviously there was huge excitement, but you know, I'd feel for anybody that has to go up and do that at the end of a game. But look, that's what's in play at the minute. But you know, I think a replay would have been fair enough too. But look, it is what it is, and all teams are still in it. And I suppose it gets interesting now. It's knockout, and so just everything ramps up another bit. And you know, so it'd be an interesting few weeks ahead.
Yeah, certainly is. Interesting there, Derek speaking about or being asked by Siobhan. I don't think he really answered it, the difference between the hurling in Munster and Leinster. And I think from anyone that's going to these games and watching them on the TV, you can see there's a different level of intensity. You were there yesterday, Audrey. Did you notice it?
I was in
Pope
Park. I wasn't in Limerick. But yeah, I mean, I watched the Limerick-Cork match on the TV. And I mean, they had to follow a ferocious Munster final.
Yeah.
And up until about the last 10 minutes of the game, I would have described it as fairly flat. You know, it was exciting for the last 10 minutes, but no comparison to...
Well, Kilkenny fans might say they'll hold off on the fireworks till later in the summer. more on that in terms of going forward. Kilkenny straight into an All-Ireland semi-final. Galway will await the winners of the match between Laois and Tipperary for the quarter-final. Kildare Hurlers will be competing in the Leinster Championship next season. A famous win over Laois in the Joe McDonagh competition. What a journey this group have been on, winning the Christy Ring last year. They'll play Dublin in an All-Ireland preliminary quarter-final coming up next weekend. The side is managed by Brian Dowling.
These lads have shown character the last, you know, 6-7 weeks. We lost to Kerry in the first game, and you know, everyone probably said we're going to get relegated. But we just, I don't know, since then we just drove it on and just got momentum, and you can't beat momentum in hurling in any sport. And you know, the hard work that these lads have put in, and it's just, they got the rewards today, and we're just so thrilled now.
What a journey this has been though for Kildare. Christy Ring champions last year, Joe McDonagh champions this year, and now they're back in the big time.
Yeah, it's incredible, you know, even just saying it out loud. And even the lads are just saying there, like, this is where, you know, we're not in Leinster final, but this is us next year in the Leinster Championship playing against Kilkenny, Galway, these teams. It's amazing. We're in Division 1B, the league as well. You know, after coming from where they were in the past, so it's surreal, as I said already, to be here. But you know, again, so many people in the background have done so much hard work here. It's not just this team, it's people in County Board, people that promoted Kildare Hurling, and I hope there's plenty of young lads out there now today that are at this match watching on telly, and they want to play for Kildare Hurlers in the future.
I'm sure there is, Brian, there with Siobhan Madigan in the DG Cahir Ladies Football Championship. Dublin came from behind to draw with Waterford, and the reigning champions Kerry got the better of Mayo. Coming up in the next hour, we'll have that draw, as I mentioned already, for the Tailteann Cup quarterfinals. Yesterday, Antrim bowed out of the competition, but their manager Andy McEntee is calling on the Irish government and the GAA to get behind the redevelopment of Casement Park. It's a big week for the project, with the British government due to meet and discuss the future of it and the funding of it. Damien O'Mara spoke to Andy.
It's a big week for Casement Park and decisions to be made about infrastructural spending by the British government on Wednesday. Like, you've seen firsthand what Gaelic Games means to people up that part of the country. How important is it that this project finally gets the investment that it's waiting for and is able to push on?
Oh, I mean, I think it's vital. I mean, I've been saying this for, you know, basically since I got up there, that the biggest miss in the GAA at the moment is Antrim, you know, with the population that it has. It needs you know, as much investment pumped into it as possible, like Dublin had over the years. The extra investment that was put in there, and you know, the rarest of commodities is people, and there are, you know, there's a big population up there, a lot of really good people, but the underage structures need to be better. But they need to have a centre point. And I think, you know, hopefully the British government will come up with the extra funding. But I think it'll probably take a little bit of extra funding from the Irish. It'll need to be matched by the Irish government, and probably by the GAA as well. So I'd be very hopeful that would happen.
Yeah, Andy McEntee there. Shane Lowry tied 13th at the Canadian Open. He actually started that final round really, really well. Held the outright lead, picked up 5 shots on his opening 4 holes, but the challenge faded then. Played the remaining 14 holes in 2 over par. Ryan Fox won that event. Lauren Walsh finished inside the top 20 at the Tenerife Women's Open. Portugal beat Spain in a penalty shootout to win the Nations League final. 2-2 draw after extra time. Carlos Alcaraz finally beat Yannick Sinner to win the men's French Open title in a 5-set thriller. It's already been spoken about as the best French Open final of all time. He came from 2 sets down, saved 3 championship points to force a deciding set. It was the longest Roland Garros final in history, 5 hours and 29 minutes. Back with more in an hour.
Darren, thank you very much. 7:42.